an often overlooked and certainly underappreciated aspect of Parshas Chukos is a story that occurs right at the end in the Maftir section of the Parsha, in which we read about the Jewish people's defeat and in fact killing of Og, Melech HaBashan, and his nation and his territory being conquered by the Jewish people. In anticipation of this battle, the Torah tells us that Hashem says to Moshe, Al tira oso, don't worry about him. Ki biyadcha nasati oso ves kalamo ves artzo. Hashem says, I will give you the ability to successfully conquer Og and his nation and his land, and I'll help you do to them, just like you were able to do to Sichon Melech Amori, who you were also able to conquer with my help. Hashem gives Moshe this very reassuring promise, and in fact, as we read in the very next pasuk, that is what happened as the Jewish people defeat Og Melech HaBashan, and in fact, according to Chazal, Vayaku Oso Vespanovas Kolamo, that in fact, not only was Og himself killed in this battle, but according to Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu himself killed Og. But the very fact that in the initial pasuk that we read, that Hashem needs to reassure Moshe, Al Tira Oso, certainly implies that in fact Moshe may have been scared. And in fact, Rashi, with a very brief citation of the Medrash, makes in fact that point. So I'd like to study the source of Rashi's comment, the full text of the Medrash, which is in the Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar Rabbah, in Parsha Yotes, Simen Lamed Bet. And there, the Medrash makes beautiful comments, which I think can provide us two different lessons going forward. The Medrash begins and says that the fact that Hashem tells Moshe not to worry, this can be understood in light of the famous admonition in Mishlei Perek Kavches, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. In fact, it's a very good thing to always have. Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hachet, Tzadikim are always worried that they are making sure they're doing the right thing, always concerned that even though they seem to be living very admirable lives as far as we're concerned, but from their perspective, they're always nervous that maybe they won't have enough schusim to do what needs to be done. And in fact, the Medrash says, V'chein hi midas ha-tzadikim. Just like Moshe was worried, which is why Hashem needed to reassure him, Moshe was worried because he was fulfilling this idea of Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, and this is the way of tzaddikim of all times. Afo pisha kadosh baruch hu maftichan ein parkin biira. Even when Hashem says not to worry, but instinctively they always are worried if they will be up to snuff, if they will have the right zchusim, if they're doing the right thing. And the Medrash gives one famous example, the Chayin B'Yaakov, where we are told that Yaakov himself, when he had his dream with the ladder, Vayira Yaakov, he was scared, and Chazal tell us, why was he scared? Maybe when I was by Lavan, I got caught up in sin, there was something wrong with me and my family, there may be Yira Ervas Dover, maybe I'll have something that will be problematic. And therefore, just like Yaakov embodied this midah of Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, says the Medrash, Av Moshe here in this week's Parsha in Chukas, Tafas Asayira, he also was scared and worried that maybe he would be found lacking. After all, as the Medrash says, maybe either in the Jewish army, in their milchama with Sichon, they had taken from the booty which they shouldn't have. Maybe they were ma'alu b'milchama Sichon, or maybe nislachachlu ba'avera, maybe in the military camp there was some kind of an erva or some other kind of impropriety. He was worried about that. Maybe that would compromise his ability to have enough zchusim to defeat Og Melech HaBashan, and therefore, embellishing the pasuk in our parsha, says the Medrash, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al tira, kulan hishlimu b'tzedek. Don't worry, everything is good. You don't have to worry. Hashem says, I promise, I will take care of this. And the first thing that we should stress here is the importance of Yiras Shamayim. Simple as that. It's, I think, perhaps fashionable, and for understandable reasons, that nowadays in schools, seminaries, yeshivas of all ages, there's much more of a focus on Avodas Hashem me'ahava, and focusing on the positive and the love, and makes total sense to me with my own experiences and with my own talmidim, my own congregation, my own family. We are a door that certainly needs to put the dagesh on ahava and positivity. On the other hand, it would obviously be a mistake to completely abandon any focus on Yiras Shamayim. Just ahava, just inspiration is not enough. We have to remember, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. There needs to be a core of Yiras Shamayim, even if we emphasize other dimensions of Avodas Hashem, we can never forget. Yaakov didn't forget it. Moshe didn't forget it. And if they needed Yiras Shamayim and Yiras Chet, then certainly all of us need to do that as well. This episode at the end of our Parsha, this Medrash, certainly highlights that point. But the continuation of the Medrash highlights a different point, which is also very important. And that is that the Medrash goes on to explain why Moshe was particularly fearful of Og. After all, the Pasuk doesn't just say Al-Tira. The Pasuk in our Parsha says Al-Tira Oso. Don't fear him. And the Medrash understands that Moshe had a particular fear of Og, and the Medrash seems to outline two different reasons why that might be. First, the Medrash describes how incredibly large and strong and how much of a gibor Og was, with various psukim and allusions to traditions that we have in the psukim or in Chazal about how incredibly powerful and strong Og was, and how he survived various other stages of his history. He lived for many, many years, as the Medrash will repeat in a second, and he was able to overcome many, many different catastrophes that fell even other great and strong people, going all the way back to the Mabul, according to Chazal. And Og always was able, because of his great gevura and his great might, to overcome those. So we're worried, maybe we can't defeat such a powerful person. Moreover, says the Medrash, we know, according to Chazal, that in the story with Avram, where he's told about his nephew Lot being taken captive, about what happened to Lot. And according to Chazal, this palit was none other than Og. And therefore, the Medrash says that Moshe was worried, maybe this is a zchus, this chesed he did to Avram is a zchus. After all, he's lived so many years, 500 plus years, says the Medrash. It must be that he has a zchus. And the Medrash says, no, don't worry, your zchus is greater, because really, Og didn't really have the right kavanas. He was hoping that Avram would go out to war and then be killed. And I think the message that we see from this continuation of the Medrash is that we shouldn't underestimate our enemies. Aside from physical advantages and brute strength and size, which they have and have, they also often have their own zchusim. In the end, we learned that our zchusim were greater than Og's. But nevertheless, we should always take that seriously and take our enemies seriously as well.